In Parshas Kedoshim, we have the Pasuk Lo Samel Damriyacha, which Rambam includes in Minyan HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Zotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalid, Kol HaYachal LaHatzil V'lo Hitzil Over Lo Samel Damriyacha. Anyone who has the ability to save someone else and doesn't do so violates this lav. V'chein Rovas Chavei Retovei Bayam, a list in Barmalav, a Chayera Abolav, V'yachal Atzila Hu Ba'atzmo, O shesachar achayim lahatzil v'lo hitzol, O sheshama of dechachavim, O mosir mechashrim al avra, O tom lo pach, V'lo gila ozen chaver v'odio, O sheyada b'ovi chachavim, O ba'onet shehu ba al chaver, O v'yachol lefaisa v'glal chaver, Lahasir rasha v'libo, V'lo lefaisa v'kol chayosu d'varm elu, Ha'oz ha'sam over al lo sam al damriyach. So anyone who's in a position to save someone else from danger and doesn't do so violates this law. Then Allah tezayin, that's the technicality. So even though you might think, because it's lav shem and maisa, there's no malchus, that somehow this is a less significant lav. No, chamurim heim, shekolim abe nefesh achas miyisrael, ki'ilu ibe kola olam kulo, it's very chamur. Anyone who causes the loss of a life is ki'ilu, he causes the loss of the entire world. Shekolim mekayim nefesh achas miyisrael, ki'ilu ki'em, Kol ha'olam kulo. So what I'd like to discuss tonight is how Lo Samel Damriyacha applies to the vaccinated or unvaccinated, and what kind of communal sanction can be imposed or exclusion on those who do not vaccinate. There is a line in the Sefer Chasidim, Simen Taf Resh Ayin Gimel, which in one line quotes three psukim from this week's Sedra. It says as follows. Sefer Chasidim Tafresh Ayin Gimel. Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. That's one. Shelo Yirchatz Adam Shehu Mukashtin Im Yehudi Acher. A person with a horrible dermatological condition that sounds like it's contagious should not go in a mikvah together with another Jew. Elim Ken Yodienu, unless he informs him of his condition. Shenamar V'yahavtel Re'echa Kamocha. That's passage number two. So if a person who has presumably some kind of contagious condition doesn't inform someone else of his condition and exposes him to be harmed, that's a violation of and lifnei iver. That sounds like all three. Okay. There's a, in the most recent Or Yisrael, Adar Sheni Tavshin Ayin Tes, they have a collection of entries on this topic. There's a tshuva from Rosh Sternbach that we're going to get to, which was then, I would say, reprinted in Chelek Zayin that just came out, but I imagine Chelek Zayin must have gone to press before this came out. And he has Rav Asher Weiss's tshuva that most of you probably have either heard or seen or read or both, which has been widely circulated, and a piece from Rav Gavriel Sinner, the Nitta Gavriel, and a brief piece from Dr. Halperin, and then a rebuttal from Rabbi Daniel Kleinman, the author of the Shmuel Kamenetsky Svar. So we'll discuss some of what they have here, and some of the marmakomos that I'm going to mention are included in various of the contributions to this work. I'm not going to tell you everyone who quotes every source. There's a lot of overlap. There's a Chuvah Sefer called Chuvah Chachmas Tzvi. Rav Moshe Dov Velner Abezin of Ashkelon, published in the 50s or 60s, Yoredeya Simen Yotes. So he quotes the Sefer Chasidim Lalacha. Not every Sefer Chasidim is called Lalacha. It's not always reflective of normative Tzak. And it's not like this Sefer Chasidim is a Sifin Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, it seems reasonable. So he assumes that's true Lalacha, as does Dr. Rabbi Professor Steinberg in his Svarim, who quotes the Sefer Chasidim as well. And then he says, based on the Sefer Chasidim, that if there is a house where one of the residents has a communicable disease, then you have to make a notation or have to put a sign that people should be aware that there's someone with a contagious condition, that they shouldn't go near that person and not be exposed. So he says, you see from there that there's a certain level of responsibility that individuals have, that the community has, to make sure that people with the diseases that could infect others should be kept away from the general population. And then you have a line in the Ramah, the next page in the Marmakamos. The Ramah in Yoredeya Simen Kuftes Ayin, which is the Simen about dvarim that are asim mishum sakana. So the Ma here in Se'if Hey writes on the second page, Ode Kosvu, the second line on the second page, Sheyesh Livroach min ha'ir kisha dever be'ir. When there is a dever in a city, some kind of disease that presumably is contagious, and one should run away from that city. Sheyesh Latzeis min ha'ir bitchilas ha'dever v'lo b'sofo. And the better sooner than later, you should get out of there as quickly as you can, not to expose yourself to a dangerous condition. Chuvas Maril Simin Lamid Hey. Take a look at the next page. Darki Tshuva, the Munkacher, quotes here in Sivkat and Sadi Dalid from the Kitzer Hashalah. Sheshafa Chema ala Olam Amakilamazeh, Bizman Hiloch Mak Ababuos Kitanos, Benatinokos, Hanakra Blotrin Blah. So he, the Shalah, was very upset about people who didn't take proper precautions when there was a smallpox epidemic. That they should have run away as quickly as possible with the most susceptible people, the children, so they shouldn't be infected by smallpox. The Kitzer Shalah comments that he won't forgive, or the people who were not careful to avoid a city where there's a smallpox epidemic as quickly as possible, and then we're putting children putting children's lives in danger. So those people are Asidin Litain Es Hadin. So along these lines, Dr. Steinberg points out in his Harufua Kalacha, Chela Gimel, page 65, and around there, that in these situations when we're dealing with contagious diseases, it's a mitzvah to listen to the instructions of doctors, including vaccinating when appropriate. And if a person doesn't vaccinate when appropriate, he is causing others to potentially be exposed to a disease if the vaccination rates are not where they should be. And potentially, he could cause others to die, which would give him a din of a rodef. He's not saying that you can kill someone who isn't vaccinated, but it's a davar chomer an mod that you have to be careful, and everyone is responsible to act responsibly. In this Tshuva Schemda Svi that we just quoted, Yoredei Yotes Os Lamed Hei, he was mechaving to a comment of Dr. Lederreich. Because I just listening this week to the audio of Rav Usher's shiur in the Maimonides medical conference a few weeks ago, and Dr. Lederreich asked Rav Usher, why is the requirement to vaccinate not the same as the requirement to put up a makkah? So Rav Usher was a little bit dismissive of the analogy, but in fact the Chemda Svi seems to say the same thing. Because the Rama writes in Hilchos Ratzeach, you don't have this in front of you, Hilchos Ratzeach Yud Aleph Aleph, the Simon about Makkah. Mitzvahs Aseh Lasas Adam Makkah Legago, Shenemar Vesisa Makkah Legagacha. Then the Ram goes on, Alacha Dalit, that Makkah is Lav Dafka. There's a Chiyuv of Hatzalah and Shmira that extends beyond the specific context of Makkah. Echad Agag V'Echad Kol Darvish Yesh Bo Sakana, so anything that potentially causes a danger or sakanos nefashos, kigon shaisel be'er o bor bechatzero bein sheyesh ben mayim bein shein ben mayim chayv lasos lanchuya gvoas artvachim lasos lakisoy kidei shelipo ba'adam v'yamos. So even if there's no technical requirement of makkah, there's a parallel requirement that if you have anything that could cause a danger, you have to take precautions and literal safeguards around it. V'chein, kol michshol sheyesh bo sakanos nefashos, mitzvah asei lahasiro, ulihishamri mimenu, v'lihizahir b'davar yafa yafa shenamri, yishamri lecho shmor nafshecha, v'im lo hisir v'hiniach mesholos amavim lidei sakana, b'itol mitzvah asei, v'yavar al lo sasim damim. So that's worthy of further discussion, the relationship between Makkah and Losas and Damim. Not for now, but says the Chemda Svi, he's addressing what we'll get to in a few minutes, which is even if you were to argue that vaccinating may have some potential side effects or pose some sakana to the person, which we'll see was more of a concern in the early years of vaccination when there actually was a more pronounced sakana. He says, even if you would argue that, in theory, it should be analogous to maka. When it comes to maka, so you have a 1 in 1,000 chance that a person could injure himself when he goes to put up the maka, and nevertheless, it's a chiyuv maka. So even if there's a possibility that there may be some side effect, maybe even a severe side effect from vaccinating, that remote possibility, still, you have to do it because that's part of your chiyuv of atzalas klal yisrael, atzalas acherim. You have a situation that could cause a danger to others, you have to deal with that situation. So just like you have to put up a maka, even though there's potentially a minimal risk, so you have to vaccinate as well, even if there's a potentially minimal risk, so as not to expose other people to potential problems. There is a comment in the Nishmas Avram on this siman in the end of Chosha Mishpat, siman Tav Kav Vav, Tav Kav Zayin. So he writes, the Nishmas Avram, that if there are parents who are afraid to vaccinate, he quotes from Rav Neubert, that because of their, if they are afraid, so halachically you can't force the parents to vaccinate, even though you should try to encourage them very strongly and convince them. The Rabbi Tzinner, in his piece here in the Or Yisrael, says maybe even Rav Neuvert would agree, or have agreed, in a situation where there's actually an epidemic out there, and the risk of infection is higher than the theoretical risk when people are properly vaccinated ala rov, and you may have some yechidim who choose not to, but if there is actually an epidemic out there and there are cases, so maybe even Rav Neuvert would agree that as a public policy matter, you could compel vaccination. Rav Neuvert's not around to ask him. And then Rabbi Tzinner quotes B'Shem Rav Yashiv, a comment that is quoted in the work Dangerous Disease and Dangerous Therapy by Dr. Akiva Tatz. Quotes from Rav Yashiv, not Rabbi Akiva Tatz, quotes from Rav Yashiv that the reason parents are obligated to vaccinate their children is not necessarily because of the reasons we just gave, but if something becomes a societal norm, then people have to do what's expected of them as part of the societal norm. So not even if you don't come out to L'Samen L'Dam Re'achar, the fact that it could affect others, but if this becomes the norm, then you have to follow the norm. At the Gudah Convention this past fall, and the question answer with Reb Brodny from the Mir in Brooklyn, they asked him about vaccinating, and he said, I don't understand. We all follow Daf Torah. Rav Yashiv already passed that everyone has to vaccinate. So that's the end of the discussion. Nothing more to talk about. Dr. Halperin references in his brief piece here a story that he has printed in one of his svarim, which I thought I heard slightly differently from Dr. Steinberg, but I can't confirm that. My recollection is I heard a slightly different twist on this from Dr. Steinberg, but the way Dr. Halperin represents the story is that in 1992, this is printed in Sefer Hilchos Refuah and Pikuach Nefesh, beginning on page 11, that in 1992, there was a situation of a little boy, a baby in Yerushalayim, who had received a vaccination and within a few hours afterwards passed away. And the family was concerned that they would require an autopsy. So they went to Dr. Halperin went to Rav Yashiv, and asked Rav Yashiv whether, under the circumstances, they could do an autopsy. So Rav Yashiv, they had a little bit of a back and forth, and Rav Yashiv told him that he should go ask Rav Shlomo Zalman. The reason he told him to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman was because of another story that Dr. Halperin talks about earlier in a different case, which I don't have time to go into now. You can take a look there if you're interested. He said, go ask Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that they should do the autopsy. So the way he presents it here is that the reason they should do the autopsy is on the off chance that there is a correlation between the vaccination and the death, then the medical community should be aware of that to look into the vaccination that's being administered. The way I think I heard it from Dr. Steinberg, and I could be wrong, is that the concern was, and some of Zalman's concern, was that, no, everyone knows medically there's clearly no correlation. But if you're not going to do the autopsy and prove that there's no correlation, then people will think there's a correlation, and then they're going to be reluctant to vaccinate. So different take as to what Rishon LeZalman's question was, but either way, Rishon LeZalman paskin that they should do the autopsy, not just could, but should. And then a Dr. Halpern's follow-up in the Or Yisrael, he said he was asked what was the Sof Maisa. He doesn't write that here. So the Sof Maisa was that they did the autopsy and they found that there was some other latent condition in the baby that caused the death that was totally not connected to the vaccination. Okay. So Rav Sternbach, in his piece here in the Or Yisrael, which you have in the Marmar Kamos packet, he was interesting. In the printed Tshuvas Van Hagos, they don't print the addressee of the tshuva. In the Or Yisrael, they printed who it's addressed to. It's addressed to a Rosh Yeshiva of a prominent American yeshiva. So they also changed the title. The title in the printed Shuvas Van Hagos is Binyan. I just noticed it now. Binyan Chovas Achisa Negan Machla Sachaseves. In the Or Yisrael, it's Ha'im Mutter Leminahale Mostos HaTorah Lemnome Hayiladim She'ena Mechusanim B'machla Sachaseves Likanis Lilma B'tam B'Torah. Can Jewish institutions and yeshivas and schools prevent the non-vaccinated from coming in? Interesting. The tshuva is dated Or L'Yuches Kislev Tav Shin Ayin Tes. See, right. So first he says he's not passing it for America, but he's writing this is about what was true in Eretz Yisrael. But you can be down one for the other. Oh, there's a lot of editing here. And I'm going to read what I have in front of me, the Or Yisrael, and you can compare notes. So, he writes over here, number one, the situation of measles are definitely a sakanas nefashos. Even if it's only, the fatality rate is only 1 in 1,000 or 2 in 1,000, so we know that those percentages still rise to the level of pikuach nefesh, the Magen Mishnah and Shabbos Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, that Yoledes, even though mortality rates of birthing women are relatively low, even one in a thousand don't die, although that's a little bit curious that in the time that we showed them they weren't higher. You would expect them to be higher, they probably were. One in 200 in the time we showed
them
100 years
ago,
right? So Magen Mishnah says even though it's not 1 in 1,000, so maybe where he was they were better. But even if it's only 1 in 1,000, that's still considered sakanas nefashos. That's why Mechal Shabbos for Yoledes. And even though, says Rav Sternbach, there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos and Tazayin Sivkatan Kaf Gimel, that you're not allowed to kill a shamamis, some kind of little lizard, on Shabbos, even though maybe you should be choshesh that it's going to fall into the food, because that's the milsa de lo shchicha, and you can cover your food, and even a 1 in 1,000 is not really going to be a sakana. So Sternbach says there's a difference between where the danger is much more apparent and in front of you, like a Yoledes, and here where it's much further removed, that maybe there'll be a lizard, and maybe it'll fall into the food, and maybe it won't be covered, and maybe it'll be a sakana. So that's all kulei hai v'ulai. So in response to that, Rabbi Kleinerman writes that no, you don't call this isn't called the chola lefanenu. you can't argue that you have to vaccinate people because there's a danger to everyone because of Chol Lefaneinu. So just like the Nodeb Yehuda said, you can only perform an autopsy if there's a medical need where it's Chol Lefaneinu, where there's someone in front of you who has that disease that could be cured through the autopsy, but short of that, not. So here too, you can't argue that you have to vaccinate because it's going to protect other people from being infected because there's no Chol Lefaneinu. So that seems a little bit hard to argue, especially when you have Chol Lefaneinu, when there are plenty of people around who are carrying the disease now. And beyond that, there's a tshuva of the tshuva printed in the tshuva Me'ava, the Nodeb Yehuda's Talmud. So this tshuva was written, this is Kuf Lamed Aleph, Kuf Lamed Hey. Kuf Lamed Aleph was written to the tshuva Me'ava by his son-in-law, looks like. And then the Nodeb Yehuda, tshuva Me'ava responds in Kuf Lamed Hey. He was asked about, in the early years of vaccinations, whether doctors coming to town, and he's only coming on Shabbos. So are you allowed to be vaccinated on Shabbos if that's the only time that the vaccination could be administered? So he discusses the level of sakana, and he thinks definitely Ayidei Nachri is going to be mutter. And he says that even to wait till tomorrow, you shouldn't be so confident that nothing's going to happen between today and tomorrow. So he writes in Kuf Lamed Daled, V'im yesh es nefesh adam lomar, ki adavar einu nocho es kol kach, halo yucho lahamtin ad ar chashabis, v'hu chashash racho, kasher bizman karav kazeh yavo yalu l'chla sakana. So he's fine now. You're worried that he's going to be infected with smallpox between today and tomorrow. That's a chashash rechoka. Lo kini madi. Ki mi yodeh yom achar. L'shem ha-metzal chashin. L'shem ha-yom ha-zvay de chashin. Who knows? Maybe if you wait till tomorrow, it'll be too late. Kol shekein refu azos. Asher lo kol itim shavim. Lo kol zman mukshar mekabel truf azos. And the doctor's going to leave. So it doesn't pay to wait. And the Nodeb Yehuda Tshuva Me'ava fundamentally agrees to that. In the response, he says he has a chiddush that maybe there's a difference between a 1 day delay, 2 days delay, but fundamentally, even if there's no case of the disease in town now, but there's who knows what's going to happen between today and tomorrow, and that's enough of a, so to speak, chol lefaneinu that would justify having the vaccination administered on Shabbos, although lechachila al yedei nachri. So then, back to Shtormach Tshuva. He says, even if we're not worried about Misa, but there's a potential of harming internal organs as well, and that's also Sakana, that could lead to dangerous situations down the road as well. Even though there may be some Rofim Yechidim who claim that there are side effects, there's potential damage caused by the vaccine itself, but since the Ruba of doctors assume that it's not harmful at all, you shouldn't be choshish for the miyuta de miyuta. And even though in general, by pikuach nefesh, safi pikuach nefesh, you don't follow a rov, but here you have to follow a rov somewhere. So if the rov of the doctors say that it should be done and it's fine, there's no concern of a downside, then we're not concerned about that miyut who may have a contrary position. Then he says, it's definitely the case that the parents of vaccinated children have the right to demand from their institutions that the unvaccinated should not be let in because this is a dangerous communicable disease. And the non-vaccinated have no right to harm the vaccinated. Even if the chashash misa is minimal, but there's a miyut, there's a small chance, and the parents have the right to make such demands of their institution. Just like we've accepted as a norm that you can demand no smoking policy in public places. Even though someone may claim that it's not really dangerous, but the overwhelming consensus of the medical community is that it is, and therefore you can force others to be exposed to smoking. And don't tell me that you should lie in bitachon, because bitachon isn't on someone else's cheshbon. And there's a chil Hashem that you give license to people to claim that Orthodox Jews are the cause of an outbreak of this disease, and to claim that our religion doesn't care about pikuach nefesh. So therefore, the community should take a strong position to promote vaccination and not to tolerate or to allow institutions to exclude those who do not. That's what Rabbi Bleich writes as well in the end of his piece, published a number of years ago in Tradition, a few years ago, which I believe was reprinted in the latest volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems. So he writes that a person is certainly under no obligation to allow others to pose harm to him or to his children. In days gone by, a teacher accepted students for tutelage, exercising discretion in choosing his charges in the manner of any other artisan or professional. Presently, for better or for worse, entire schools are established in much the same manner by a single educator, by a group of administrators. Tactically, those schools may or may not be charitable institutions, but not infrequently in Dinei Torah. They argue halachically they enjoy the status of a proprietorship with decision-making vested in themselves or their associates. An entrepreneur is fully entitled to make decisions predicated upon his perception of the measures needed to assure the success of his enterprise. Policy decisions by community schools regarding admissions of unvaccinated children should be made by judiciously weighing the risks and benefits involved. Danger of contagion may vary from time to time, from locale to locale, but we know in the current situation what the dangers and the locales are. Well, we didn't really have time to address, but we'll just mention briefly, is some of the literature in the early years of vaccination discussing the downside of what was a more present sakana at the time, and the question of whether you have the right to be machnis yourself to a suffix sakana in order to avoid a vade sakana situation. So that is discussed. There's a sma in the beginning of Tav Kav Vav in Chasha Mishpat, Sifkat and Beis, who thinks that's the machlokas Bavli Yushalmi. This relates to the question of contemporary literature about donating kidneys. But Tzitzeliyaz is an earlier tshuva in which he writes that you don't have to, maybe you shouldn't, because of the danger involved. Rav Avadya writes a little bit later that by the time Rav Avadya is writing the tshuva, Chelek Ches Chasha Mishpat and Gesim Yud Beis, that conditions have improved, that there isn't really enough of a sakana to make it a concern, and definitely one is allowed to. Rav Asher Weiss would say maybe if you're mechuyev to, or almost mechuyev to, in a situation where you could help someone and there's minimal risk to yourself. But back in the earlier days, there's a comment to the Tiferes Yisrael, for example, in Mishnayos Yuma Perikhes, there are Rav Asher quotes and Sinder quotes and others, or Leich quotes, who comes to the conclusion that even if there is a sakana, you definitely have the right to administer it because the risk associated with not administering it is much higher than the risk associated with administering it. And Rabbi Bleich mentions this early kuntris that is on Oser Chachma Alei Trufa, written by a Rabbi Avram Hamburg, who was living in London, previously in the Netherlands, discussing this topic, probably 1785, whether you can be machnir yourself into the suffix sakana of having a smallpox vaccine. He has this interesting comment that he quotes from, it looks like the Maritatz, a Sefer Otzer Chaim, which I couldn't find, I'm not familiar with, who says that the reason for smallpox is because, this ties into our topic from last week, that it's created by someone is conceived as a ben hanida, so then the dam nida is somehow emerges into this the baby, and that causes this disease later in life. So he discusses whether it's okay to treat it even if it was caused by that. I'm not sure where that comes from, but that was the discussion in the early literature. But nowadays in the medical community, it's pretty clear that those kinds of dangers don't exist anymore, and therefore the general strong consensus among contemporary poskim that vaccination is very much in order, and institutions do have the right to refuse entry to those who are not vaccinated because of the lo samet al dam reyecha possible ramifications. It's on YouTube. Yeah.
Wow.
The RCA sent out a link this week, so why I found it, but it's on YouTube. I'm sorry? Yeah. It's a video, yeah. Uh-huh. You look very good on the video.
Okay. Where was this year?
In Maimonides.